From Tidbits on September 13th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates by Tidbits staff. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.3.4. Bombitch Software has updated its backup software, Carbon Copy Cloner, to version 3.3.4, resolving a host of bugs and making a variety of other small improvements. Among the issues fixed are an error with files with more than 126 access control entries, errors where extended attributes were not reapplied to files in certain situations, a Leopard-specific issue with saving passwords for encrypted backups, and an issue where the software's log file could be unwritable for the current user. Numerous other bugs, including hangs while authenticating and missing permission checks, are also corrected. Bombitch provides full release notes. Firefox 3.6.9. Mozilla has released Firefox 3.6.9, updating the popular web browser with support for the X-Frame Options HTTP response header that enables website owners to prevent their content from being embedded in other sites, which can lead to clickjacking attacks. The update also addresses a number of security vulnerabilities and bugs, some of which could result in crashes. PDFPen and PDFPen Pro 5.0.1. Users and abusers of PDF rejoice, since Smile, me Smile on my Mac, has released PDFPen and PDFPen Pro 5, significantly beefing up the PDF editing and manipulation tools. Most notably, both versions of PDFPen are 64-bit and include performance enhancements that speed the editing of large documents. Plus, when performing OCR on a scanned document, PDFPen can now take advantage of multiple CPU cores for added performance. If you need to redact, black out, information in PDFs, PDFPen can now do that easily, and there's even a search and redact command to do so across an entire PDF in a single step. Search and replace provides normal text replacements. Image editing capabilities have also been improved, with the added capability to de-skew scanned documents and adjust image settings such as contrast and saturation. Plus, PDFPen can now resample images to a lower resolution or color depth to reduce PDF file size. PDFPen Pro 5 gains the capability to convert a website into a multi-page PDF document, can create list widgets and pop-ups in PDF forms, and can create a submit button to submit PDF form data via the web or email. Version 5.0.1 is current and requires macOS 10, 10.6 Snow Leopard. Full release notes are available. Safari 5.0.2 and 4.1.2. Apple has released Safari 5.0.2 and Safari 4.1.2, the former for users running macOS 10 10.5 Leopard, the latter for users still running, the latter for users still running 10.4 Tiger. The updates patch a pair of vulnerabilities that could allow maliciously crafted websites to execute their own code or crash Safari. Beyond the security fixes, both updates correct issues with submitting forms. Safari 5.0.2 also addresses bugs with viewing Google image results with Flash 10.1 installed and uses an encrypted connection when surfing the Safari extensions gallery. The updates are available via software update or direct download from Apple and are recommended for all Safari users. iWeb 3.0.2. Apple has bumped iWeb to version 3.0.2. According to Apple's sparse release notes, the minor update improves comments and search support for blogs and podcasts published to Apple's Mobile Me service. Assorted Mobile Me publishing issues are also fixed. CyberDuck 3.6.1. The open source file transfer utility CyberDuck has been updated to version 3.6.1. CyberDuck 3.6 unleashed a torrent of new features, including the capability to connect to Google Storage. That's in addition to the software's existing capability to connect to FTP, SFTP, WebDev, Rackspace, Cloud Files, Google Docs, and Amazon S3. It also lets you edit access control lists for S3, Google Storage, and Google Docs, adds a slew of S3-specific file control features, introduces the capability to import bookmarks from other file transfer utilities, shows the number of active file transfers in the dock icon, and more. CyberDuck 3.6 also corrected bugs with Eucalyptus Walrus, Dunkel Cloud Storage, and Akamai Net Storage interoperability, and the quick 3.6.1 release corrects two minor FTP and SFTP bugs introduced with 3.6. You'll find plenty more fixes and additions in the full release notes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.